He unloaded his bullets. He went and looked for his family, told them what he was going to do, and he said, let's go find an Adventist pastor. I want to get baptized. Today, he and his family are all baptized. Or the parrot, who refused to watch any other channel. Every time you turned the station, the parrot would make such a noise that we put it back to that station again. After watching that for a week and nothing else, they all are baptized today. God has 1,000 ways to save lives. I said, what about those people if it goes off the air? Lord, it's only 2 weeks left. December 23. Lord, there's only 1 week left. 1 week, Lord! That's all we got. I'm going to have to pay $1.5 million because the interest had eaten up the other monies. The Lord said, be still and know that I am God. That is not your battle, but it's the Lord's. And he reminded me of Rebekah and Jacob, how at the last minute they went and deceived Isaac in order to get the birthright. But the spirit of prophecy says that if they had not have done that, God would have resolved it in a different way. Even at the last minute, even with 30 minutes left to spare, don't do anything. Let God do what he has to do. So hard, isn't it, for the human heart? A lady called me, a millionaire lady, and said, David, I heard you're losing the station in a week. I said, oh no, we're not going to lose it. But I thought you were going to lose it if you don't pay. Oh, that's true, if you don't pay, but God's going to pay. Well, how can you be so certain? Well, the only reason, the way we can prophesy is this. The only way you can tell what's going to happen in the future is by looking back to see what God has done for you in the past. And God has always covered the bills in the past. So therefore, I can be 99.9% certain that he will not let us lose it. Well, that's more faith than I have. I just feel sorry for that lady because she could have written me a check for $1.5 million easily. She lost a blessing. She says, I'm going to watch and see what happens. She could have been part of the miracle. December 30. Lord, there's 24 hours left. Please, Lord, please do something. I know in my heart you can do something, but please, please. The Holy Spirit slapped me across the face. What? Stop begging me. Don't you think I know what you need? You've been praying for me all week. I know what you need. Start thanking me. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. You've been so good to me in the past. You've done... No, no, no. Don't thank me for what I've done. Thank me for what I'm about to do. Well, what are you about to do? That depends. How much do you want to thank me for? You mean you're going to leave it with me? Yes. Well, I mean, I'm not going to think little if you can do that. I need $1.5 million by tomorrow. Good. I like that. You have a lot of faith. Well, you said that you wanted me to choose, so I'm going to choose the most. I mean, I could get along with only 500,000. But you know what? I need $1.5 million. Okay, the Holy Spirit said, it's a deal. Oh, by the way, I'm not done yet. We owe $100,000 for our satellite uplink. So if you're going to let me choose, $1.6 million is what I'm going to thank you for. Okay, you thank me for $1.6 million. Is that a deal? That's a deal, the Holy Spirit said. Okay, good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow all morning long. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I had a flight at the airport. I went to the airport there at Collegedale. I was going around. I had a dentist friend with me. He had brought his grandchildren. They wanted to fly with the real missionary pilots. I was showing them, these are the elevators. These are the ailerons, the rudders, you know. And I was showing, walking around the airplane, showing these little kids all about an airplane. And while I was doing that, my cell phone rang. Hello? Oh, doctor, I'm sorry, your wife died? Oh, my condolences. And the doctor said, well, thank you, David, for your condolences, but that's not why I called you. The reason I called you is because when my wife died, she for 44 years, she ran her own business, and I didn't even mess with her business. But now that she died, all the accountants brought all this stack of papers for me to sign and said, now, doctor, it's your business. And I'm a retired physician. I've been a missionary physician. I don't have that much money, but I'm comfortable. He said, but my wife, she was not a committed Christian all her life. Just 3 months before she died, she became an Adventist. And God allowed her to go to the grave, and I'm grateful that I will see her in the resurrection. But I'm old myself, and he said, I started looking through her papers. What am I going to do with the business? I'm old and retired. I'm not going to manage a business. And I noticed that in her checking account, David, she has $1.5 million. How much did you say you needed? $1.5 million, doctor. I knew it. I knew that's why God laid her in the grave. She wouldn't have given you a penny. God allowed her to go to her grave so that I would get the money so that I could give to you. David, I'll send you a check for $1.5 million today. Lord, you're doing it. That's a miracle. I told a dentist friend of mine, we knelt down with all the children right there under the wing of the airplane. And we thanked the Lord. And then we flew, and I went home and told my wife, we had prayer with together. And then she said, yeah. Hey, David. She said, no. The dentist called and told me he wanted to come over and pray with me. And then she said to me, David, didn't you say you were asking the Lord for 1.6 million?